Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. There was a charge on my debit card from this number, and I don't even know what company this is. And well, so I need to get that reversed on my account.
Well, with that being said, ma'am, we are a third-party call center that assists with over 100 different products. May I stop by getting your zip code today, please?
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code today, please?
35674.
What's your first and last name, please?
Joyce Hester.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
Post Office Box 843, Tuscumbia, Alabama is my post office box. Do you need a physical address as well?
Your home address, ma'am.
107 Emerald Drive, Tuscumbia, Alabama, 35674.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for verifying information. One moment, please, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, with that being said, ma'am, do you remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes to win a KitchenAid mixer?
What'd you say now?
With that being said, ma'am, do you remember entering into a sweepstakes to pay $1 or $2 to win a KitchenAid mixer?
No, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
No.
It was for a mixer to win, basically pay $1 or $2?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
A mixer?
Yes, ma'am. It was a survey done online. I'm sorry?
No, ma'am. I haven't ordered no mixer.
No, ma'am. I'm asking, have you done a survey online to basically pick a free item and just pay possibly $1 or $2 for that product?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Could anyone in your household have done the charges, ma'am, for $1 or
$2? Don't anyone live there but me.
Okay. Just to give you a little information, ma'am, basically it was a sweepstakes, ma'am, entry, ma'am. Basically, it comes to your email. You pick a free item. It could be done through Home Depot, Walmart, or any place, CVS.
Hold up. I didn't order this, and I want the $59 reversed on my account.
Yes,
I have not paid $1 or $2 to anything. I have not ordered anything. I have not received anything.
Yes, ma'am. You wanted to know how you got charged for $59.89.
I don't want to know how I got charged with it. I did not do it, and I want my money back.
Okay, ma'am. One moment, please, ma'am, while I connect you to the fraud team. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I'm still here, ma'am. Waiting on the fraud team.
Okay. What's up? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. One moment, please, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Instead of fraud, ma'am, one moment, please. I'm waiting for the fraud team, ma'am, please.
Actually, what was I buying?
Ma'am, I tried to explain to you earlier, ma'am, on what was charged.
I'm asking you. You said that I went on there and done something about pay $1 or $2 for a mixer. Well, that's a far cry from $59. No, yeah, I'm pissed off. because I didn't do this.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I was connecting to the fraud team to just give you a little more information on why you was charged today, ma'am.
Well, I don't want to be charged that because what was I going to buy for $59?
Basically, with that being stated, ma'am, as stated earlier, it was for a meal planning app, ma'am.
When you a what?
A meal planning app.
A meal planning app?
A meal planning app.
A meal planning app. Oh, my God. I have not done anything like that. And you can reverse the charges on my account. I'm going to the Better Business Bureau. I'll get a lawyer or whatever. I don't care if it is $59.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I was going to connect you to the fraud team.
Well, connect me. I'm at work. I don't have time to sit here all day.
Okay, ma'am. One moment, please. Yes, ma'am. Connecting now. Thank you for calling Club Support. Have a great day.